From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Bush administration is not happy with China again. This time it's because of China's continuing transfer of ballistic missile technology to Pakistan. So U.S. officials will begin talks tomorrow in Beijing to try to convince China to end the practice. The Clinton administration got a commitment from China late last year to stop missile proliferation, but it doesn't look like China has lived up to the deal. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
China's missile proliferation activities were a thorn in the side of the Clinton administration's China policy throughout the 90s. The Clinton team pressed China to stop the practice, often threatening and occasionally using economic sanctions as a stronger incentive. Finally, last November, China said it would no longer allow technology transfers to Pakistan that could aid in building missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Beijing also agreed to publish explicit lists of those items prohibited for export so that China's far-flung military-industrial complex would know just what it could and couldn't sell or give away. Now there's evidence that China has not honored that commitment, according to Senator Fred Thompson, Republican from Tennessee, who recently discussed the matter with the Chinese leaders in Beijing.
Sometimes they just have a flat denial, and other occasions they've told other people that perhaps it's going on, but rogue companies in their country are doing it. They don't know anything about it. Other times they say, well, maybe we are doing it, but as long as you have a missile defense program and things of that nature, we're essentially going to continue to do what we want to do.
According to an expert familiar with U.S. government intelligence, China has made about a dozen transfers of missile technology to Pakistan this year, including trucks carrying missile parts detected by surveillance satellites in May. Beijing has also failed to design an export control system that the United States believes is essential in stopping such activities. John Holum, former Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, was deeply involved in the negotiations with the Chinese. He expressed disappointment that no list of export controls has been forthcoming.
We were very anxious to have a specific commitment to a control list and got that, and I expected that they would publish a list fairly soon.
Last November, China agreed to stop missile transfers primarily to improve relations with the United States, especially as a new administration was about to take office. But relations between the Bush team and China got off to a rocky start over arms sales to Taiwan and the confrontation in April over the damaged U.S. surveillance plane. Phil Saunders, an expert on the Chinese military at the Monterey Center for Nonproliferation Studies, points to these problems as motivation for China's backpedaling on proliferation.
Since the Bush administration came into office, there's been a lot of concern in China about what kind of relationship they're going to have with the United States. And one of the things that may be going on is China has been using a relaxation of restraints on proliferation as a means of trying to get some leverage in dealing with the United States.
Senator Joseph Biden, Democrat from Delaware and chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, was also in China recently. He, too, is frustrated with China's slippery behavior on missile proliferation.
They tell us that, well, we are not going to proliferate. Then they go ahead and they send something out that is proliferation, but is not covered by any international agreement that they're a party to. So they're trying to play it both ways. And I think we have to call them on it when, in fact, we catch them.
The talks that begin tomorrow mark the first time the Bush administration will be engaging China diplomatically on an ongoing political problem. Phil Saunders of the Monterey Center believes it is a test case for both nations and could set the tone for U.S.-China relations for years to come.
If China makes agreements and then violates them, that will certainly cause a lack of support in the United States for dealing with China on a constructive, cooperative basis. That's what's really at stake here.
If the Bush administration cannot convince China to live up to its commitment, it will be confronted with a dilemma that constantly faced the Clinton administration, whether to impose economic sanctions. President Clinton resisted their use against China. Many experts believe if the talks go badly, President Bush will be a lot less reluctant to punish China and will go ahead with sanctions. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.